ബേസിക് ട്രെയിനിങ് കൊടുക്കുന്നുണ്ട്.
ആലിസ് കുര്യൻ, an agricultural worker, is at an Akshaya office, an e-literacy center, to pay her electricity bill. There are over 2,000 Akshaya centers across Kerala, focusing on all things e. E-learning, e-transactions, and e-governance.
We get all types of government certificates from these centers. And we can also pay our utility bills like electricity and water. It's good. But sometimes the internet connection is poor with long delays. So it'd be good if it can be improved.
Her dreams, like millions of others, may soon come true with the rollout of India's first high-speed rural broadband network, the National Optic Fiber Network. It was commissioned in Kerala's Idukki district in January. With this, the hilly district, which has a large tribal and rural population, has become the country's first district to have all its panchayats or local government bodies connected through optical fiber cable. Sabura Bivi, an assistant district coordinator for e-services, is excited.
Connectivity issues is the main problem in Idukki district. In most of the places, broadband connection is not working properly. Through this national optical fiber network, I think the broadband width is increased. So we can provide the e-services to the people with speedy and accurate.
This is a unique telecom project in the country. In terms of the sheer volume of work, geographical spread, the quantity of optical fiber cable that needs to be laid, and the cost. With a price tag of over 4.5 billion euros, the project will involve about 600,000 kilometers of optical fiber cable. It's all part of the government's Digital India initiative. Aruna Sundarajan, who heads Bharat Broadband Network Limited, which is tasked with building the national optical fiber network, explains the challenges.
There are a series of challenges. First of all, because of the simple fact that you have to lay infrastructure in literally 250,000 locations. And these locations are in very different geographies. So there is a huge challenge because of the diverse terrain.
A recent report by the Internet and Mobile Association of India and the Boston Consulting Group pointed out that fast-paced growth in computer literacy and a greater use of data on mobile phones will help India's internet economy grow to $200 billion or 5% of India's GDP by 2020. One major reason why Kerala was chosen for the starting point of this grand project is that it was one of the quickest states to adopt the government's e-literacy programs that started with the setting up of Akshaya centers in 2002. Now, every district in the state is an e-district and people are increasingly comfortable using computers. Murali Krishnan, Idukki in Kerala.